Welcome back to Rambam Yomi. We are now in the third parak of Hilchos Deos. We're going to jump right in. We left off yesterday talking about how really our goal in life is to make sure that we're staying somewhere in the middle. We're not constantly laughing or being a jokester, but also not staying depressed. We're happy, et cetera, et cetera. And that should be our ultimate goal, is getting somewhere in the midpoint. We pointed out that some things were not appropriate to be at the midpoint, arrogance and anger. Those, according to Midrabanan, again, Midraisa would be fine to be in the midpoint. Midrabanan, the rabbis tell us, those are such dangerous midos, such dangerous deos, that it's important to push us to the extreme of avoiding those at all costs. But we're now going to go into Deos chapter 3, where he's going to talk about Shema Yomar Adam. We know that jealousy, we know that desire, and we know that running after honor, all of those things remove a person from this world. So if I know that already, in those cases, also maybe I should run away from those things to the extent that I'm going to with regard to anger and arrogance. Maybe I should really avoid those at all costs. And what does that mean? Actually, yochal basar v'lo yishta yayin v'lo yisa isha v'lo yishev v'dira na'a v'lo yilbash malbush na'a ela v'sak v'hatzemer v'hakashem hakashem v'chayot v'hen k'gon k'ania ha'ovdik l'chavim gam zed derech ra'ahi v'osr leilich bo. So some might remember some of this terminology when it comes to, for example, right after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, people wanted to abstain from everything. We just abstained from basar and yayin, from meat and wine for 9 days. But people wanted to abstain from basar and yayin at all times throughout the year, because how could we eat basar? How could we drink wine? They said in response to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. We used to have karbanos that gave us basar. We don't have that anymore. We used to have wine libations. We don't have that anymore. So we have to avoid at all costs. And the Gemara goes back and forth and says, wait a second, ultimately, you're going to have to cut out all produce because of the Bikurim and because of the Mincha. And then you're going to have to cut out water because of the Nisur Chayayin that happened one day. So ultimately, they gave in. They said, no, that's not a great way of living life. And yes, there are times we have to cut out certain expectations, certain responsibilities, certain things, certain pleasures in this world because of avelus. But the Rambam here is saying a totally different thing. It's not because of avelus, as we pointed out last year. Also, there's a distinction between whether this is avelus or not. It's not avelus. This is a way of living life in general. And someone might come to the conclusion, you know what the best way of dealing with life is? To abstain from everything. To totally to avoid all the pleasures of this world, and to say, I'm going to go and live in the mountaintops, a little bit like, again, like he says here, to go to Kohanei Ha'avdei Kachavim, like the highest level of Christianity, for example, a monk really does try to live his life in this way, to avoid, you know, eating and drinking and this and that. That's exactly the highest level of priests and nuns. They don't get married. They don't have relations. Again, because they're avoiding all that. They're committed just to God. And says the Rambam, that is a derech ra'ah also. We don't live in either extreme. We don't live in the extreme of eat, drink, and be merry. We pointed that out. That would be gluttonous. But we also don't live in the extreme of totally avoidance and totally avoiding all pleasures of this world. No, that's not what we're here for. The Ribbono Shel Olam put us here for a different purpose. But this is a derech ra'ah, ki v'asur leilech bo. You can't avoid eating meat and drinking wine and not wearing nice clothing, not living in a nice place. All those things you can't just avoid for your entire life. Obviously, there's a sliding scale here. To eat meat and drink wine at every single meal might be, or significant amounts of that might be gluttonous. But again, the same thing would apply. It would be us to completely cut this out of our lives. And a person that does this actually is not only, it's not us, it's also you are a chote, you are a sinner, shahare hu omer ben nazir. Because you know why? We learn from nazir. When it comes to a nazir, someone that abstains simply from it, he's going to say right here, so a nazir only cut himself out of really one form of pleasure in this world, which is wine, grape product, etc. So says the Rambam, says Chazal, if he has to bring a chatas, if he is considered to be a sinner, he has to get some sort of kapara through a karbon, for example, when he's a nazir and he's only abstaining from one thing, just from yayin. If a person abstains from everything, alas, kama v'kama, how much more so that person would need to get some sort of kapara. As we pointed out, we pointed out something else as well in the Shmona Prakim, but that's what Chazal tell us, that one shouldn't abstain from other things. The Torah already abstains us from enough things. Follow the Torah well. Don't start taking on additional Yisurim on top of that. Don't start making the Nedarim and Shavuos on things that are totally mutter to you, to make them usher to yourselves. That is not appropriate. That's what Chazal is telling us here. And again, remember what the Rambam says in front of Brokim, the Torah literally is every single Isser and every single mitzvah are all intended to keep us somewhere on the straight and narrow. Remember, all of the Machalos Yisurus, all of the things we can't eat, and all of the all the arayos, all the forms of illicit relations, all of those forms of taiva, for example, that might exist in the world, the Ribbono Shel Olam already cuts out a significant portion of what we could be encountering by giving us Isurim. And there are certain mitzvahs like Meiser and Meiser and Tzedakah, etc., 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 where the Torah also tells us, give, do mitzvos asay, give from what you have, because it's not all in belong to you, etc. It's already putting us somewhere in the middle of the path. That's exactly what the Rambam said in the 20th Parakim. That's our goal in life, is if we follow the Torah well, we'll be able to achieve this middle path, this Derech Hashem. Says the Rambam, if you start taking on additional Yisurim, you're going above and beyond, which is an inappropriate way of living life. It's not enough for the Torah already made usher. You're making other things usher for yourself? Inappropriate. Someone that fasts all the time, that's not derech tova. It was clear, some people point this out. He said, okay, if you fast occasionally on top of the regular fast, but if you can't fast occasionally to show you're not dependent on food, that is actually not a derech ra'ah. Yeah, it's someone that is fasting all the time. Okay. What's the most important thing here is really to make sure that you're not being, for example, don't make yourself such a tzaddik, so to speak. Don't be overly righteous, says Shlomo Melech. Why? Because ultimately, when we start abstaining from other things, it's going to impact other areas of our lives as well. And that's something that we have to keep in mind. You start going extreme in one area of our life, it's going to have influence on other areas of this. Some people say every chumra comes along with a kula. And so we have to be careful. The Torah already gives us a straight and narrow path, a path that we're able to stay on and keep everything in balance. The second we start pushing some things out of balance, it's going to have a negative impact on other things. And so again, it's important to not abstain oneself completely from the world. Okay? The Prichalish does say that if one is pre-shalashim shemayim or for tshuva, it would be motiv. If someone does avoid certain benefits in this world, certain pleasures in this world, because they're trying to do tshuva, trying to push themselves back onto on the path because they've gone way too far, or if it's for the Shem Shemayim, they're trying to commit themselves back to God. So all of those things, that would be mutter. What we're talking about here is that someone's on that middle path already, and then they say, oh, I got to go even further. That would be inappropriate. Also, doing too many things in extremes are not what the Rambam would suggest is a way to go. The Rambam also points out in Shmona Prakim that there are two different reasons why there would be drawbacks actually to avoiding benefits in this world, one, or pleasures in this world. One, it may lead someone to poor health or to illness, a lack of strength, which ultimately will lead them not to be able to serve God. We're going to see in a little bit in Halach and Gimel that's ultimately why we do all of these things, is to be able to serve God. So if we're abstaining from all of them, it might actually make it impossible or make it difficult for us to serve God. And the second one is that a person might basically ultimately make an erroneous claim or feel erroneously that, oh, this is the way I'm serving God. By avoiding things, that's how I'm serving God. And again, that may be a way of other religions, but that's not what we have here. No, if the avoidance of pleasure in this world is my way of serving God, that is a problem, because ultimately I need to dedicate myself and all my actions and everything else to serving God in the way the Torah prescribes. Don't start making new mitzvahs, essentially, says the Rambam in the Shmona Prakim. that, oh, me not eating or drinking wine, for example, that's me serving God. That's not you serving God. Someone wants to claim, oh, by doing this, it's going to help me serve God. But many people would make that mistake that by me not doing all the things, that in and of itself is serving God. The answer is that's not it. It needs to lead to serving God, and that would be a problem if someone gets caught up in that area. So either it's going to stop us from serving God because we're going to be ill, we're not going to be healthy, etc. We're going to lack strength to be able to serve God, or I might erroneously think, oh, this is already is serving God, and I don't have to do any more. That would be a problem. Kabbalah and Chassidus teach us another idea. The Zohar points this out, and Tanya points this out, that really the goal of the world, in other words, is to allow the Ribbono Shel Olam to be known, to be able to have a dwelling place in this world. And therefore, if we kind of go to this otherworldliness, we try to live in another world, so to speak, in a world in which we don't need all these pleasures, etc., the Ribbono Shel Olam created it dafka for the reason that we're living in it. And so it defeats God's purpose in creation, says the Tanya, that if I try to abstain, as is in chapter 33 of the Tanya, if we try to avoid everything in this world, then we're actually not accomplishing what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to be doing in this world. He wants us to bring himself into this world, in the world that he created. Not in a world, if we start living in a world where we don't have any pleasure, etc., that's not the world God created. Say it. Okay. Halacha Beit. Tzarech ha'adam she'chavein libo l'chom ha'asad, kulam leidat Hashem v'arachu belvad, v'yeshivto v'kumo v'diburo ha'kol l'umas ze'adaber. Everything that I'm going to try to do in my life should be devoted to knowing God. Everything. When I wake up, when I go to sleep, everything should be serving God. How does that work? Okay, so when someone's working, they shouldn't be constantly thinking about only about, this is not like a Musa Sefer, by the way. This is not like a different writer. This is the Rambam I'm talking right now. This is halacha in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam is saying when someone goes to work, you shouldn't only be thinking about how much money am I going to make right now. Eliyasa devarim ha'elu kidei sheyimtzo devarim sha'aguf tzorech lehem. I'm making this money so that I can get all the things that my body needs. For example, me'achilo, ushtiyo, yeshivas, bayas, nisiyas, isha, to be able to take care of my family, to feed myself and my family, etc., and to live in a comfortable place. V'chein, kishayocha, v'yishta, right? All my working is to be able to support all of those things. And the same thing, kishayocha, v'yishta, v'yivol, when I'm eating, when I'm drinking, when I'm having relations, lo yasim belibo la sostor ma'elu kedi lahanos belvan. It's not only intended to be able to get pleasure from those experiences. Ad shenimtzo she'eino ochel v'shosa ela hamatok lachek v'yivol kedi lahanos. Until someone realizes, oh, all I'm eating and drinking right now is just so that I'd be able to, it should taste good. V'yivol kedi lahanos, and I'm only having relations only to be able to have pleasure? No. Eliyasima liboshiyoko v'yishta hidele lahavros gufo ve'ivara bilvad. When I'm eating and drinking, I'm trying to make sure that I am keeping myself healthy. Lefikach lo yochal kol sha'achik misavak akela v'chamor ela yochal devarim ha'moi limalaguf immarim imasukim. It's very important that when we eat or we drink, we're trying to do things that are going to be healthy. This is la halacha, telling us that we have to be healthy when we eat. We have to be healthy when we're eating and drinking, that we're consuming things that are healthy for the body. Otherwise, we can't just eat and drink everything that we see like an animal. No, we have to eat and drink what is going to be healthy for us to be able to serve God. Don't eat things that are going to destroy the good. Even though they taste really good. Lo yochal basar velo dvash velo yishta yayin ki inyan she'amar Shlomo derech mashal achol dvash, etc. V'shose mei ha'alashin hafapi shechum mar shenimtza shose ve'ochel derech refua bilvag dey sheyavri v'yamod shalem hoel ve'iyav shar la'odam lechios ela ba'achila v'shtia. Okay, so it's important. Someone's like a warm person. Again, this is going to be the medical advice that the Rambam, a person with warm constitution should not eat. And this is, again, this is medical advice. You should follow the current medical advice. This is from the Rambam medical advice. A warm person shouldn't eat meat or wine or eat honey. Instead, they should drink endive juice, which is a bitter thing. At least that they're eating for the purposes of simply becoming healthy, which is ultimately why we eat in general. There are two purposes when it comes to having relations, says the Rambam. One is to fulfill the bodily needs, the physical needs of a body, and also to ultimately procreate, to have children. You shouldn't have relations every single time that you have a desire. Ella, kol eis sheyeda shehut tzarech lahotzi shevazera kemo derech harefua o lekayim ezazera. Again, ultimately the focus should be on physical health and procreation. Seder. Okay, good. Halacha gimel. Hananig atzmo al pi harefua im sam al libo sheyeh kolupa vevarav shleimim bilvad v'sheyu lobanim osin melachto v'amelin letzarecho. Ein zo derech tova. El yasim al libo sheyeh gufo sholim v'chazak kidei. And the person that's a healthy person trying to become healthy or having children is all about the physical. They're having children so that they can do work for them. That's why you're having children in this world. That's a problem. That's not derech hatova. Ella yasim alibadi. You should always be thinking about, when I'm eating, when I'm drinking, when I'm taking care of my body, then I should have a strong body. Why? So that ultimately I can serve the bonus, I can know their bonus. Yeshashi yadim be stacko mechachmos vehu. Impossible for someone to ultimately know God on a high level when you're starving or you're sick or your body is hurting. And this brings us back to Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Self-actualization, or really ultimately believing in and knowing God, that's the highest level. But you need physiological needs first. You need to have food, water, shelter, sleep, clothing, etc., reproduction. All those bodily needs, those are needed before I can even get to the next one, which is personal security, employment, resources, health, property, and that's before friendship and intimacy and family and sense of connection. That's ultimately before respect, self-esteem, status, recognition, strength, and freedom. And then that's all desire to become the most that one can be. And that's ultimately what is the most one can be, is to serve the bonus club. I didn't write that, but that's what I'm saying. So ultimately, if I'm lacking any of these things, and we pointed out earlier, the Rambam says in Shmona Prakim, if someone avoids all these things, it's going to impact their ability to have a connection to bonus club. And he's saying it right here as well, straight up. If you're hungry, if you are sick, if you're in pain, it's impossible. You have shar. It's impossible that you can think about and achieve greatness in wisdom. When someone has a child, it's not just so that they can work for you in the field or accomplish your work in this world. No, you should have this deep desire that this person should ultimately become a godly Yisrael, that they should ultimately become a major player in Klai Yisrael, whether it's in Torah, whether it's in Chesed, whether it's Avodat Hashem, in any form of serving God, they should be able to be a godly Yisrael, they should be Oev Yisrael, etc. A person that does this their entire life is constantly serving the Rosh Hashanah. What does that mean? It's incredible. And this is not in the Sefer Musar. I mean, maybe this is a Sefer Musar in a sense, but this is not like your typical Sefer Musar. You pull out the Rambam and Hilchos Deos, the Sefer Musar. No, the Rambam, Halacha, is telling us we can live our entire lives serving God. Even when I'm doing things that are beneficial to me, I'm working, I'm having a relationship, whatever it may be, I'm eating, I'm drinking. Every single thing I do in this world can ultimately be the Avodas Hashem, to serve the Baruch Hashem. How? But if I have in mind that what I'm doing it is ultimately serving myself so that I can serve God. If I'm filling my body needs, then I can serve God better. If I'm eating, then I'm strong enough to be able to serve God better. And he's going to say here about people who yashin, even when I'm sleeping, im yashin ladas. If the whole purpose is, again, if I'm thinking about kideisha tanuach dalto alava yanuach gufo kideisha lo yachala velo yuchala avodat Hashem vehu chole. It's impossible to serve God when I'm sick. So if I need to rest my mind so that I can think better in Torah, whenever I need to rest my body so I don't become sick, that is nimtzei sheina shelo avoda lemakom baruch hu. You're totally imkat. You're sleeping, and yet you're serving the Ribono Shel Olam all the time. Is serving the Ribono Shel Olam. It literally just takes a change of perspective. If every single thing, every single one of our actions should be the Shemi Shemayim. That's incredible. Every single way, know him in all your ways, and he will straighten your path. Our goal in life is every single action that we do ultimately should be to serve the Ribono Shel Olam. They are not. They're not just to serve ourselves, but we can literally live our lives in the same exact way. Maybe abstain from some gluttonous behaviors, etc. We can live our lives eating and drinking and having all the pleasures of the world, essentially, that man is supposed to be, man, woman, supposed to have, humankind is supposed to have. all those pleasures can be had within moderation, obviously, and within without being over, isur deraisa or isur derabanan, et cetera, et cetera. Right? But all those pleasures can be had in this world that we are typically having and following the Torah, and all of them can be used ultimately to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom himself. The Kedeshichas points out that the Rambam should have put the verse from Mishlei before he put the line from the Chazal. It says, no, again, that's from the Mishnah and Avos. Why is it coming before Mishlei? Says the Kedeshichas, that actually, the sequence actually reflects the progression in the service of the Baruch Shalom. How is that? The first line, the Chomas Lechayyul Shem Shemayim, implies that the deeds are not themselves holy. No, that they actually directed towards the Baruch Shalom. Chomas Lechayyul Shem Shemayim. The Masecha, all the things you're doing, should ultimately be the Shem Shemayim. Says Mishlei at the next level of doing this, knowing him in all your ways, implies that a bond of the Baruch Shalom can be established even within the context of our physical activity itself. Ultimately, our goal is to be not only serving God in a way that, let me do what I need so that I can serve God, but let me do what I need in the process of doing that. I am serving the Baruch Shalom. The Magen Mezrich used to point out, a small hole in the body creates a large hole in the soul. Again, the Rambam basically points out here that by avoiding the pleasures of this world, it might think like it's a great idea, but Nazir teaches us otherwise, the Torah teaches us otherwise, there's not enough Isurim? No. We have to follow the Torah, do what the Torah says, that's what's going to keep us on the straight and narrow. And then the Rambam tells us that therefore we should make sure we're eating and drinking healthily, and we're constantly thinking that our actions are ultimately, whatever those actions are, should be l'shem shemayim. They should be done in a way that ultimately will bring more of the Baruch Shalom into our lives, more of ourselves in derech kedusha into this world, to be able to serve God in a better way, and ultimately to be able to use those actions that we are constantly, that constantly I'm able to serve the Baruch Shalom through these actions, through my day-to-day living. And mitzvah Hashem, we should be working on that, especially as we go into the month of Elul, which is right around the corner. But as we leave Tisha B'Av again, these are not actions of avelus that we were describing here that would be a problem. No, these are actions of simply day-to-day living. How do I live my life in the best possible way? Have a wonderful day.